And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I think it's coming upon me. I'm finally getting old. Slept wrong the other day, and now my shoulder is all out of whack. I guess that's kind of the process of things, especially when you've led a less than cushioned lifestyle. Handful of fights growing up. Rough and tumble. Jumping off cliffs and out of cars for the fun times. The giggles. Guy stuff. And then there's the physical labor aspect of life. I've chosen not to apply my brain, more or less, to other people's endeavors. Lightly so, when the job calls for it, but nothing nowhere near as demanding as your regular white-collar job. And so maybe this is more a conversation for the youngsters out there. Y'all the youngins. And just what we trade off when we choose to go between a white-collar and a blue-collar job. Again, under terms of longer-term reflection. Under speculation of a white-collar job, your mind is owned by the company. You have to put your time in. You have to be able to problem-solve and forecast and pre-plan. Answer all sorts of silly questions while wearing a button-up shirt and a tie. Maybe not a tie. We're a lot further down the road of business casual than we were in the 1920s. Whereas with physical labor, don't really need your mind. We need your physical body. We need you to be able to do things. And this current job that I'm doing, very physical, getting paid for physical labor. Boss gets some bonus expense out of it by being able to question me and some of my life's journeys, experiences, and building and creating things on my own personal time. But I'm just there to do physical labor. It's what I'm employed to do right now. The last job was very physically labor intensive, and so much so that it's planned into things. The reason I got decent benefits at the last job, I had really good pay. Again, that was more for the hours and for the physical labor than it is just for any skill. But the skill required at that job is definitely all physical. Your average Joe couldn't or wouldn't choose to do such an intense job. But it paid the bills, and it paid the bills well. But we've all heard about it through comedians, mostly. Sometimes our parents tell us that in the process of getting old, things just hurt and just stop working. The other day, I was cleaning out the barn from the previous owner of this place. Left quite the collection of stuff, and I wasn't out there busting my butt. But I was definitely doing $15 an hour worth of work out here, maybe even out in Seattle. Maybe they would have given me $20 an hour for this kind of labor. But I don't know if it would have been worth it. Would have been one of those things where, especially if I had a bad boss, I probably would have walked off the job. It was not comfortable. It was clean. Not clean. All gross. And I couldn't stand up all the way. So only after 3 hours, I walked out of there with a crick in my back and my shoulder hurt. It's not that these are old injuries, but they are spots that were injured back in the day. The scar tissue that is formed subdermally. Stories of a life that I've lived, enjoyment of things that I've done, and a reminder that if I plan on living for a couple more decades, I should probably do a better job of taking care of this body. Should start some yoga or something. Figure that out. Don't have a room here for yoga, but I'll have to figure something out. Do my regular stretches. Previous job, they really pushed us to stretch every day, again, for the labor intensiveness. And I try and stretch regularly here with this new job, but I'm nowhere near as diligent about doing so. Don't do as many stretches, even though I try to. Life seems to be as busy as ever. And yet somehow I still have more personal time, and yet all that personal time is gone. I don't want to say squandered, but sometimes it feels like I've done and squandered it. And so when we flip it back to a white-collar job, these injuries that I've done over the years of my life, in my opinion, I'm still on the young side, even though I am an elder millennial. But I'm not a zoomer. I'm not some kid right now bouncing off the walls thinking they're still invincible. I'm still invincible. Yeah, a couple more years until I'm no longer invincible. But with a white-collar job, even though you sell your brain, and it's exhausting work. I understand how much brain power saps you. But your physical body lasts a lot longer. In theory, if you didn't have as much of a rough-and-tumble lifestyle, your body will be physically more able, as long as, again, we maintain those exercises and some level of physical fitness, keeping everything moving, joints lubricated and whatnot, be able to move along just fine. But sometimes with that white-collar job, you do feel nice and limber. You've done your time at the gym, and you want to go throw the pigskin around. You want to maybe kick the football around. Plenty of chances for you to be injured. Just because you can, you have the energy. Like I said, I thought I had the energy the other day after cleaning some of that shed, and I called it quits for the rest of the day and sat on the sofa in pain. Not pain, but I was hurting. I was extra sore. But if I had gotten actually hurt, I wouldn't be able to do my job. I wouldn't be able to bring in a paycheck. I'd be screwed. One of my bigger fears at the last job, becoming injured, not being able to pay those bills. And bills were expensive in Seattle. Bills aren't cheap here either, but the only way I was able to survive out in Seattle was by doing as much work as I did. With a white-collar job, simple enough. Well, you rolled your ankle, you pulled a muscle in your back, you threw your shoulder out. You can still pick up a phone. Hopefully you can still write with that thrown-out shoulder. Funny how little bits of pressure compound and react from one side of the body to the other. We don't use pencils anymore. What am I talking about? I'm typing away on that keyboard. But again, it's a point of reflection, understanding what the human body is capable of doing. When I do squats at this current job, for how I just part of the job deal, do squats. Don't have a set of weights on my back, but lots of squats. I can feel the wear and tear from my last job in my knees. I'm getting old. And it's not painful yet, but I know it's there. I'm wondering at what point I decide to get some sort of knee brace. I don't want something simple and flimsy, like an ACE bandage. It's just something to help maintain a sprain. But I don't need anything like those crazy exoskeleton deals that you see football players wear. There's someone who sells their body. Make up for it, too. And the bonus money they're supposed to be receiving, that $1 million situation contract, is for the potential of concussions. But it's never enough. Never enough to be able to sell your body for what someone else thinks it's worth and what you agree that you think it's worth, or wherever either side is willing to compromise. But the consideration of a knee brace is there for me. This meat wagon is breaking down, and such as it will. But there's a structure system. I wish I knew the guy, but I'd heard it years ago and it makes complete sense. The boss knows the tagline of the guy, and the whole point of the structure is to say knees over toes. Knees over toes. When you're walking, when you're lifting, you're pushing, pulling, keeping the body, the skeletal body, in alignment. My last house, I had 2 stories. Didn't really go upstairs. Didn't need to. This house has a basement. You have no idea how many times I go up and down these stairs. But it's not a problem. Again, the physical requirement on life is a little bit less down here than it was out there. So I make do. And when I'm going up and down the stairs, I can feel my feet go out sideways like a duck walk. Just kind of flopping along, bouncing down the stairs, not having too much of a care, being relaxed. But I do that 2 or 3 times because I forget something on one end of that stairwell spectrum or the other and have to go back. It's that deal where you walk through the door frame, any door frame, and the mind forgets what all you went into that other room for. But after going up and down these stairs a handful of times, you notice, I notice, that my knees are kind of getting sore. It's like, I do stairs all the time. What's my problem? And then I focus, point my toes directly forward, knees over toes, walking up and down the stairs, just straighten my back. And all of a sudden, I feel fine. I can do these stairs all day. I don't want to walk the Sears Tower, but probably could. And so this life of fun that I've lived, nowhere near close to over, has taken its toll, but such does any lifestyle. We all take our tolls. And again, maybe this is something more for the younger audience. All us older people are very set in our ways. Don't tell me what to do. Got everything figured out. And so we should make some plan, some understanding that our lifestyle choices today will affect us tomorrow. I know when I was 16, even though I knew I was invincible, I was like, I'm not living forever. Why should I worry about it? Did some extra stupid stuff. And I'll pay for it. Paying for some of it now. I'll pay for more of it later. But it does offer fun stories. Those little anecdotes that you tell the other people that you run into about the dumb things you did as a kid. And it was a good idea at the time. I know it was. Because I made the decision. I only make good decisions. But, again, figuring all this stuff out still. But again, we're still kind of figuring it out, bouncing around. You know, maybe this isn't specifically for the Zoomers, or whoever follows after the Zoomers. Maybe you can take some of these ideas, these talking points, and share them with younger individuals that run into you, figure out what they're trying to make of their life. Maybe you have the children of your own. You need to figure out another way or a thought process on explaining why we choose or not choose to do certain strenuous activities. But I've been Billy Bones, BILLYBON, the number 3S. You find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones at noagendasocial.com. Go there, you type 140 characters or so, and let me know what's going on, how you feeling, what you think about the show, or even share the show through there when I post the links. Do a retweet, reboost, share the show. But if 140 characters isn't enough, go to the website, billybones.com. Remember, that's spelled with the number 3 instead of an E. And there you can find links to past shows, show notes. There's no show notes for today. And there's also a link on the website that says Value for Value. I put this show out without any sponsors or advertisers in hopes that you find something of value in this show. And if you do, the first thing that I ask that you do is give the show a share. Maybe someone else can find a talking point worth talking about. Get those gears turning. But if you feel this show is worth monetary value, such as today's executive producer, Lady Get Over It, with her $10 monthly donation, thank you very much. Again, you go to the website, billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, click that Value for Value button. It'll take you to PayPal. You can submit a one-time or a monthly donation, be that a single beer or coffee, maybe a cup of tea, or maybe two extra large pizzas, or maybe a graphic equalizer for me. But thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.